On this Tuesday, if it's 8:35, it is time for the Positive Points on Aging. And we want to welcome Miss Katie in from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. She joins us now for this edition of the Positive Points on Aging. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Katie?
Good.
How's
how are
it going?
Doing? Doing good.
Everything's going well?
It's definitely a Tuesday of a Monday, if it makes sense.
So already? I mean, yeah. It's only 8:30. Are you already having a Monday on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to fix that for the next 25 minutes. We're going to laugh and giggle and have fun and make fun of stupid people.
That'll work.
Okay?
I can do that.
Well,
what?
I mean, I don't know if that's appropriate to the segment. I mean, that's what we've been doing all morning, but I'm not sure about with our visitor from Oakleaf Village if it's a good idea to...
So if a man is walking, all right, and he hits a patch of ice and he falls on his butt.
Right.
We all feel compassion for that. It was not on purpose. It was an accident.
It was an accident.
Right?
Right.
But then he gets up and he needs medical attention.
Yep.
He goes to the doctors and he says, I'm here because of nothing I did wrong.
No fault of
my own. No fault of my own. I want free medical care.
Oh, no.
Okay. I offer you compassion for falling.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you're a moron if you think you deserve free medical care and that it was somebody else's fault because God happened to freeze the ground.
Right. Well, so this, though, assumes that if it's not his fault, it must be somebody else's fault. And in this case, what is it, God's fault?
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's an act of nature.
But it could be nobody's fault.
There's no fault. But it's definitely still, he's still responsible for his own person.
Yeah.
And if he falls, we show compassion. We want to help him. We want to help him up. No problem.
And
all
then
of
we
those
to pay his tab.
But then you got to pay your bill and you got to not blame everybody but yourself because you fell on your butt.
Right.
That's been my grievance all morning.
I had that happen a couple weeks ago, but it wasn't that I fell. I pulled over on the side of the road. We were going to an estate sale. So I pulled over on the side of the road. The ground was still wet. And as soon as I got two wheels off, I felt to go, that little sink feeling. I said, oh, Lord, we just got stuck.
Right.
But I didn't think that I was going to get a free tow truck or anything like that.
Right.
I mean, I spun the wheels. I got out of there.
You got out of there.
I don't know how it happened.
Well, you're a country girl. You know some tricks.
You should see the car, how much mud it had all over it.
I think that's a badge of courage, a badge of honor.
Yeah, I got out. But I wasn't expecting nobody to come tow me.
I
didn't expect a tractor to come down the road because I was not in my area.
Right. You made the choice to pull off where you pulled off.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be soft ground and all that. All I'm saying is that
make a mistake, take responsibility for it.
All I'm saying to everyone listening is there's nothing wrong with admitting you've made a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you learn from your mistakes, you grow from your mistakes, you try not to repeat your mistakes, and you're better off and you're a better person after that anyway, if you can grow from those mistakes.
Don't expect other people to come in and sweep up after you and do it for free.
Yeah, my goodness. Oh, it can't be me. By no fault of my own. Yeah. Ugh. All right.
Yes.
You brought up a topic today when you told me what we were going to talk about that I found myself really intrigued by because I don't know anything about this. And this is when someone is dealing with dementia and Alzheimer's and some of these situations that you guys have come in and expertly educated us on over the past years. But when it comes to their foods and specifically like finger foods and other healthy things, I never really thought about what changes when someone gets dementia toward their appetite.
Right. They lose their taste buds.
That's fascinating.
I think so, because you think about, you know, they've always had the same meal. You know, they have home-cooked meal. Most of our folks in the country area have their own home-cooked meal.
Right.
It's the same favorites thing like we talked about for New Year's. They just have their same thing that they always had.
Right.
Once they get Alzheimer's and dementia, and when it starts to progress, they lose those taste buds.
Right.
They lose that sense of feeling like they want to get full.
Huh.
It's just a disinterest to them.
Wow.
Is basically
I had no idea that happens. Yeah, that's completely new to me.
Right.
And now the other question I was going to ask you, and I'm sure, you come always so prepared with pages of notes.
I know.
But my question is, do people who are going through dementia, do they still remember that they're hungry? Or no?
It depends on how late their stage is of dementia. Yeah. So it just depends. And, you know, that's probably the biggest concern when families come in to tour.
Right.
Or when I was doing hospice and families were concerned. I'm worried that mom's not getting enough to eat.
Right.
Right.
That's their biggest thing. She's lost a lot of weight or he's lost a lot of weight. that's always a big thing. And what they have been doing, which is not any fault to them, but they would cook the regular big meals, and then you would serve this big meal in their face, right, and expect them to eat their whole plate like they used to.
Right.
Well, they're not going to eat that much.
Right.
You know, they're not hungry a lot of times, not saying all the time, but they just, they don't have the time or the patience. They're so busy in their mind, they got other things they got to do too.
Right.
So if you, again.
I had no idea.
Well, if you think about, you know, I keep saying, you go back to when your children were little, you know, you only had their attention span for how long?
Right.
You know, it wasn't really long. When you had their attention span, you were like, all right, I got to quick something in front of them so I know that they've had something in their belly.
Right.
That's the first thing you're thinking. So you're automatically going, okay, let me find something. So you're putting in their face chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a quick little snack, peanut butter jelly sandwiches that you cut in little cute little shapes, right, or whatever. So they would just have it bite size, grab, pick up, and go.
Sure.
Because you only had their attention for a short period.
I had no idea that those were, I mean, as if you don't have enough on what you're dealing with when you have someone with dementia. The idea that they either can't enjoy food or they don't even have a sense in their body of saying, I need nourishment.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what I'm hearing, though, is it's that the routine of having those three meals a day, three big meals, right, sitting down, finishing a plate and all that, that's just not, that's old. That's not going to happen anymore.
And it's overwhelming to them, too.
And so now,
so
instead,
look at it and it's like, I got to do all this.
So like just little meals or having snacks available, things that they can grab and just
grab and go
munch on here and there.
Sometimes that's the best way when they're getting the later stages. Now, like even at a place like Oak Leaf, what they do is when we go into our dementia care unit, we have two choice meals. That's for our lunch and for our dinner. And we have some of our residents are nonverbal, so they can't say, well, I want the fried chicken and I want the mashed potatoes and gravy today.
Right.
Sure. They can't tell us that. So what we offer is two different plates. Whichever one they gravitate towards, that's what we're going to give them.
Right.
And we're going to help encourage it. And of course, that's that cueing. You're constantly saying, all right, we'll take another bite. But also the issue is you say finger foods because they have a hard time holding utensils.
Right.
And think about that, how you went from having to teach your baby to,
right,
they would eat their finger foods.
Those and then
they
fine motor skills.
Right. And they graduated where they were able to eat with a spoon or those sporks when they were little, the little kid size.
Sure.
So sometimes that may be beneficial. If you notice that they can't use a regular fork or a regular spoon, getting a heavier handled utensil, sometimes that helps.
This seems to me kind of like counterintuitive, because if you think of somebody struggling with dementia, you would think like, well, get them on a schedule, create things that are predictable, give them the right expectations. Like, so we're going to get up at the same time every day. Yep. We're going to eat the same thing at the same time. Like, and it sounds like instead it's, hey, just go with it.
Go
and
with
if they're
it
not
days.
Hungry at 7:30 in the morning, it's cool. Come on back at 9 o'clock and we'll, you know, have dry cereal to snack on or whatever. Yeah.
Because if it doesn't work at 7, yeah, definitely come back.
Don't
try
to force the routine.
Yeah, because if you force it, then that's overwhelming them, and then that stresses them, and that causes your day to be extremely stressful.
Huh.
Yeah.
This is a very emotional.
Yeah.
I find this so sad because I can't speak for anyone else, but you obviously recognize when someone's going through dementia or Alzheimer's, things like that, hey, I don't recognize people anymore, and that's where we think of the saddest. Right. Oh my gosh, my own relative doesn't even recognize me anymore. That's so sad. But then you look at the inner of this, and then the stuff that maybe most people don't realize, and I had no idea that you lose your taste buds and things like that. There's just that's sad. It's just really sad to me.
Yeah, especially if you're a food lover.
That's what I mean.
I was going to say that.
How much can foodie?
How much can you take away from this person's life, from this person's joy?
Right.
How much can you take away from this person's dignity?
Yeah.
And now, you know, they can't even hold a fork.
Right.
It's such a cruel, nasty, ugly disease. Mm-hmm. It really is. I'm so glad we're talking about this because so many people are having to deal with it or have having dealt with this.
Right.
We'll talk more about it when we get to the other side. Stick around. The positive points on aging on The Point.
Mornings with Kev. In the Bark Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
Casey and Kev with you on a Tuesday, and we are joined by Miss Katie from over at Oakleaf Village. It's our positive points on aging. So We are happy to have you with us, as always, here on a Tuesday. Thanks for coming in and braving the elements.
Yes, not too bad.
No, it wasn't. You didn't hit much rain, just a drizzle
just
here and there.
Misty rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing about the misty rain is, for me, is it's always like, okay, either rain hard enough for me to put the wipers on or don't.
Yeah.
But I don't like when it's like, make up your, I call it make up your mind rain.
It's right. It's the really annoying kind where you put the wipers on after a couple seconds, it's like dry. Yeah, because
right.
It's on the
and
dry
it makes
windshield.
Noise. Exactly. That's right, right, right. And I mean, don't get me wrong, first world problems. I'm not, you know,
absolutely.
If that's my worst complaint of the day, which clearly you've heard me all morning, that's not my worst complaint of the day. I've found many things to complain about.
We've fully covered the slipping on ice
right.
scenario, so
but,
we're good.
But I'm saying that is a first world problem. But I do certainly acknowledge, I call it, like I said, make up your mind rain.
Right.
Okay, we're talking with Miss Katie this morning about dementia and some things that maybe behind the scenes you don't realize when it comes to the eating and eating habits and the necessity of how closely you have to monitor somebody that is dealing with dementia and Alzheimer's, because they might not be able to tell you they're hungry,
right?
And they might not even have their brain telling them
that
they
hungry.
Need nourishment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's so scary.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about, you know, different things that they could eat, so we haven't even gotten into some of the foods that you can give them. We were just
right.
talking about little easy things
sure.
that we would give in our children.
Sure.
Making it easy prepare is a good thing for you as well, because that way you're not having to do a whole meal plan. You're not cooking
right.
for an entire meal for the, you can meal prep, but you can do meal prep in small little quantities,
mm-hmm.
which is always nice.
Mm-hmm.
And that promotes independence for them. So they feel like, well, they can just go to the refrigerator. Some of them still can know to think to go to the refrigerator
right,
and
right.
get that little thing of carrots.
Mm-hmm.
But then you might have somebody that has issues swallowing those foods. Maybe that's getting to where it's too hard. They don't chew as well. So, you know, I've always liked eating a bag of carrots, the little
mm-hmm.
babies cook carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you should cut them, cook them, get them
soften
a little, soften
them, yeah.
them up
yeah.
so you can
right.
swallow. Soups are always good. Matter of fact, right now, most of our residents are loving soups. It's cold, too, so they
sure,
really
right.
do enjoy that. But you can make the soups a little bit thicker, so there's some heartiness to it that makes their bellies get full. And, you know, everybody likes to do veggies with ranch dressing. Well, you can still steam your vegetables, still have them where they have that little bit of a bite to them, and then you can still dip them in the ranch dressing. If you are a big ranch dressing lovers, that would be my children-in-law's.
when you're dealing with this, and again, I'm coming at this very layman, and I acknowledge that, but at the same time, when you're dealing with someone who's got dementia and you guys were talking about weight loss and how much weight someone can lose and
mm-hmm.
how quickly someone can lose weight and things like that, I got to feel like this is, again, not a medical statement, but just as a compassionate human being.
Right.
Anything you want,
eat.
I want to get you.
Yeah.
If your favorite thing is A, I'm going to find a way to get you A 10 times a day if you'll
yeah.
eat it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you find something that he or she likes,
yep.
isn't it basically smart to just provide it?
They're getting something.
Right.
And the good thing is like, we currently, where I'm at now, we have a resident. She's a butter bean eater. That's
mm-hmm.
all she wants is butter beans.
Right.
So guess what her husband's cooking? A batch of butter beans to last her the whole week, and he's bringing a batch of butter beans. We'll put it in the refrigerator, heat
sure.
it up, and that's what she wants is butter beans.
Sure.
She is not wanting it, and she wants her husband's butter beans.
Right.
right.
Which is cool. That's awesome. So he's bringing that by. She's getting that. Other things you can do is supplement things like with those Ensures or
mm-hmm.
those Boosts.
The shakes,
they
yeah.
think
right.
it's chocolate milkshake or
right.
a strawberry milkshake.
Right.
But you can also make smoothies as well at home. So if you don't want to buy the brand name something, you want to make it a little bit more healthy, you can use yogurt instead of ice cream, mix it with some berries, things like that, and just make it where it's, and you make that a fun time.
Right.
You know, we always.
Like a treat.
Yeah, a treat. We used mm-hmm. to get excited when we go to the store. You know, when I was little, we get to go to McDonald's or Wendy's and got the frosty shake.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I was all so excited about that, so I could dip my fries in it. So with them, getting a treat with something sweet like that, it promotes them to eat good.
Right.
Or eat something. They're getting nutrition in them. We talked about the chicken nuggets,
mm-hmm.
chicken tenders. That was something that my children still love. And then fish tenders or the fish sticks, depending on, I mean, we used to always get the fun shaped ones. So
right.
they would eat the fun shaped ones.
Sure.
Whatever we could do to get them to eat. So those
right.
are something else that you can do. Some of those are cooked with just vegetables. So you can get the healthier options, and sometimes those are a little easier to chew as well. So you do have somebody that has swallowing issues, that may be a good option.
Right.
That may still be too thick. So you may have to, I mean, we've told families to puree stuff. Mashed potatoes, that's something that families really know that they can eat. If they do grits, as long as they're cooked really thin, mm-hmm. I don't want to say soupy, but just don't where it's thick and you have a whole glob, you know,
right.
Thin it out a little bit. Cream of wheat, which most South Carolinians probably don't eat cream of wheat, but that is an option. So they might right. get back into something different.
When, so you're a family caregiver, you're a family, a care provider, and you've left your mom something to eat
yep.
and you come back and she didn't eat it. Right.
Yeah.
So you just leave the room, you come back, and she's gone on to something else, and she's not eating it.
Yeah.
What are your strategies for? Should it be like a reminder? Hey, mom, don't forget, I've got your sandwich over here. Do you give in an hour, 30 minutes? Like, what are your thoughts? Do you wait until your mom says she's hungry? Like, what are the strategies there?
You definitely don't wait till they say they're hungry, because that's not going to happen. It's the same thing you did with your children. So you would just take a time, an opportunity where you see maybe they're sitting on the floor or sitting in front of the TV, watching TV for a second. You just go over there, put the little lap tray of food. And sit it there, just say, ooh, and you start eating it too. And then guess what? They're seeing you eat
right.
something, then they're going to do the same thing. They start copying you.
The overwhelming theme I'm hearing here, and this is said with great reverence for our loved ones, mm-hmm. not disrespect, it's their children.
Yeah, they
at
go
this
back.
Point. I mean, it is the parents become the kids again.
Yep. Yeah.
And it is a regression. And the reality is, if we all think back to when we had little ones, they had a very limited menu,
yep.
very few things that they would let you serve them,
yeah.
and you had to find unique ways to entice that.
Yep,
and it sounds like that's exactly where we're at again.
It is.
It's sad, but it's a reality.
The reality is you've done it before,
mm-hmm.
but you've got to put in the mindset you're trying to still be respectful
sure.
of their
dignity. Right.
So you're trying not to make it, you know, goo goo gaga
mm-hmm.
type of
right.
silliness, but you're still trying to make it fun and exciting because you still want to encourage it.
Right.
It's a necessity, too.
It's
this
a necessity.
Is not, it's not an option. They've got to right. eat.
Yeah, they need the nutrition.
They've got to have the nutrition yeah. and the strength. All right. Well, just like that, we've run through our time.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Really
thanks
important
for being here, Katie.
Yeah.
Thanks for having
if people
me.
Want more information, how do they find you?
They can call us at 803-808-3477, or they can go online to oakleyvillagelexington.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good stuff. All right, that's going to wrap it for us. We'll be back this afternoon for the afternoon drive. Be careful on those roads. They're going to be a little slick today, and be safe out there. Be kind to one another also. For Katie, for Casey, I'm Kev. Have a great day.
Mornings with Kev.